some points. The whole election is a fraud because the TV companies or the media, whoever makes the money that sells the ad campaign ads, they need to make like it's a possible close race. So they're fucking hoiking up Biden to make huge millions, correct?
Well,
isn't that
okay,
the basic economic, or is the tech body doing that?
Wait. Now, typically, from everything that everyone has ever told you, yes, that's true. But here's the rub. It's kind of like real estate in Manhattan. It ain't what it used to be, Bob. So all these million, quote-unquote, millions of ad buys that they're buying, guess what, Bob? People aren't what? How many hours today did you watch porn or the Fox News?
Right. No. Just say so the people are not what watching the ads.
Watching.
Is that what you're saying?
They're not watching TV.
Right. So TV can't make money off this. Does Twitter make money? Who makes money off the election?
Yeah, we're gonna see. We're just gonna see.
But the TV stations hype up everything. They get a little money, right?
Who's watching it? Who's watching it to hype it? So now what happened? It's kind of, Now, wait. Here's the perfect. We've done this. You'll get this part. It's kind of like The View. Nobody in their world is watching The View. But The View will have a something. And stupid Joy, Bayer, Behar, Boo Boo, whatever her name is, she'll say something stupid and then get all jacked up. And then everybody will start mocking or the parroting whatever the ridiculous thing she said. Then that makes the news. Then they go to YouTube and they pull up the spot where she's fighting with Jeanine Pirro or whatever fuck fight she's got going on today. Then that's how they get their pops. Because nobody's sitting
the
there
people,
watching The View.
That's how the people get their pops. Is that what you're saying?
We would say yes. Now, yes, but now you said that. You said that long ago, post Furry Lent. You went through that.
But so the does Joy Behar act stupid on purpose to get attention, or it's not even worth
anything
it because nobody's watching?
Attention. Attention is attention, Bob. Attention is attention. It doesn't matter. They don't care.
So
they'll do anything.
Yeah, but does she act up thinking they'll help her get some attention for the show?
Anything they can do gets attention, yes. Because they went from high, when Carolyn was on The View, there's a lot of people that watched. Okay.
20 years ago.
Now, we would like to say Barbara Walters, we like Barbara Walters because she was balanced, meaning she was like, wait a second, this is, y'all need to calm down. This is normal, you see. You need to keep things
normal.
That you have to be pleasant and kind and nice and
okay,
decorum.
So she was balanced and that was a better show, you're saying? People paid attention to it more.
Now, Mr. Bill Getty, remember Mr. Getty when he was kind of doing things? He's like, y'all people are stopped. Y'all need to stop this stupid shit and get yourself straightened out. Now they've left it to the sum total of whoopee Goldberg. Oh, your stock market's at 27,816.90, Bob. So congratulations, you're doing good today.
Right. What did Getty do? Getty gave up? Getty gave up?
He did with Barbara Wawa.
He left with Barbara Wawa.
Yes. Barbara Walters.
Is he still there nominally?
Nah. Now he gets, all get money off. Everybody, all of them gets money off of it. But it's just a fracture of what it was.
Yeah, okay. So we got distracted there, Carolyn. Why are we talking about this? So TV, nobody's watching. So there's no election there.
Ads, nobody's paying attention to. And then they talk about the ads. The ads talk about the ads. And that's what's happening. So your question
becomes clear. But there's an economy.
Clear.
Nobody's watching the ads, but that's the Android meme just going on by itself. People still make ads and make money from it. Or are they making no money from their ads because the TV companies have no money? What? Answer that.
B-A-K-K-T.
So some person, B-A-K-K-T, back.
The company. Company?
Yeah. What is it?
Look it up, virtual, a virtual wallet that handles all of the chained based transaction, blockchain reactions.
Chain?
Blockchain.
Converts all of your in-game assets, digital assets, rewards in in-game assets, crypto digital assets, on and on and on. But that's Backit. Mm-hmm. Backit, V-A-K-T, is digital backbone of global commodities trading industry.
Yeah.
So it's going digital, totally.
Yes.
Or well, does that mean crypto?
Now, wait. There's, in about what the news flash, darling, is that Kelly Loeffler is on your side. So whichever way it lands, she's on your side. So is it straight crypto or is it straight blockchain? The only way you're going to make the drops currency is to put it on the blockchain. Kelly Loeffler is doing that for you as we speak. But don't tell Bob. He'll get all pissy.
Okay, so Carolyn D, we're talking about, my question I had before today was, if the Democrats are powerful and they put Biden up there and Biden can't perform, how come they don't kill Biden, put in a clone, and have a proper functioning Biden? It doesn't make sense that they put up with an incompetent real human. Or has he been replaced?
Well, the same reason that they would let your Utah Republican, Mitt Romney, draw God there. That's the most ridiculous and inappropriate thing ever. Bob, they're deluded. They're going to kill. That's too far. They can't stand Miss Coney Roberts or Babbitt or whatever her
the
name
judge.
Is. The new
Amy Roberts.
The new Amy,
yeah,
Roberts,
Amy Roberts. Yeah.
Coney Roberts.
We don't need to say her middle name. Amy Roberts.
The new Catholic, goddamn it, practicing, goddamn Catholic, real Catholic, to the Supreme Court, when everybody that's now trying to kill her is supposedly a pretend Catholic. Biden's a Catholic. Nasty Pelosi's a Catholic. Schumer's a Catholic. All the motherfuckers are pretend Catholics. Now, they can't stand her bitch ass because she's a Catholic. As Dianne Feinstein says it best, the dogma is heavy with you.
Right, but we're talking about, so they won't kill Biden for the same reason they won't kill Romney. What is the reason?
Because if they straighten out their system, Bob, it would undo them. They're so deep in the shit. If they straightened out this world, if they fixed their problems, they would be obfuscated.
Yeah, just like Hillary and Obama are going to be hung when a little bit of truth comes out.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it already,
but why don't they put a better candidate in? Because they don't want to win. What is the reason?
They don't see it. They don't see it.
They believe the press. They're doing Hillary again.
No.
Hillary believes she'd win. And they fooled Hillary 4 years ago. Someone hypnotized her.
They are the press. They are the press. So they push the press. So see that Brzezinski and fucked up Joe, they think that when they say something that people respond, and then somebody responds, it's what they said, and what they said is what they respond, and that becomes the conversation. The zeitgeist, McLuhan 101, except they didn't read Thompson. Thompson undoes that shit real fast. And then Croker tells you what happened.
So would you say Croker is what happened? Is that what you just
Croker
said?
Croker tells you why it happened.
After Thompson made it happen.
After Thompson undoes McLuhan.
Well, Thompson's naive. He had no really good media analysis. I don't know why you say he's I don't know what he's influential on.
He said it. He said it's the counterpart.
What did he say? He said, Thompson said many things. What is
it's over. He says it's over. No matter what you do, you're doomed, gloom, despair,
okay. All right.
Deep
so
dark
he talks about the mass psyop. He talks about the mass psyop. So that's right.
Yes.
Okay. So the somebody hypnotized Hillary back
be
in
careful.
2016. I remember.
Be careful,
something
Scott.
Fooled her.
Be careful, Scott. Be careful, Scott. Don't validate your position too much. Just go with what you know.
Right. Hillary. She was hypnotized and fooled. I can't remember what the mechanism was. So the Democrats
She wasn't hypnotized. She was drunk. She was she didn't have to do anything because everything was done. She paid to have it cleaned up. She paid to have all this done. She paid to have all this worked out. She secured her way so that there'd be a glass ceiling that she could fuck up or bust up or whatever it is that she does or does. And instead, it all came crashing down with a very simple J.R. Bob Dobbs application of $12.17 worth of power.
Right. No, she was fooled by a ghost or a medium or something. Remember that?
Yes.
What? Yeah.
Certainly.
So who's being fooled in the DNC like Hillary and people look to that person. This person believes they're going to win. The headlines are like Trump is losing. He's going way down, which is what Trump wants. He's getting what he wants. But the DNC believes they're going to pull off a victory. They're really feeling their oats right now.
Well, wait now. We don't quite see. If we look at what they're saying, we would be saying no. If Joseph Catholic Biden won this last debate, why do they want to change the rules? If he won, why don't they just go in the next one just like this one? Okay. If Biden had everything all worked out, why is he getting on the ground? Why is he finally now hitting the ground running? When before his whole campaign was stay in the basement, don't kill nobody, Trump fucked you up. Trump gave you the virus. Trump is the virus. Trump is China. China's the virus. So therefore, Trump is the virus, and Trump's causing the front. Yeah, and you just wait right here. And you don't have to have a campaign. You know, I don't have to tell you. I'm not answering that question because if I answer that question, then that's what it's talking about. So if that's what it's talking about, then that's going to be the narrative. But if that's the narrative, then you're not voting for me. Oh, okay. Oh, wait. If I don't answer the question, then there won't be a narrative. Okay. So if there's not a narrative, so you need to vote. You need to get out and you need to vote. And as soon as you vote, then I'll let you know what I'm going to do. I'll let you know about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But then that goes right back to somebody had a moment of lucidity when Nancy Pelosi got up on the stage and said, let's pass this Obamacare. Let's pass this Obamacare, 27,000 pages. Let's pass this Obamacare. Hurry up so we can read it and find out what's in it. And that's what they did. That's what she said. That's what they did. Now check this out. So then they discovered, Trump discovered, that it was unconstitutional to make everybody take insurance. That's a tax. It's unconstitutional. Okay. So that's clear. It's unconstitutional. So Biden spends all of his days saying, we got to continue Obamacare. It may be unconstitutional, but we got to continue on with it. We got to carry on with that goodness because of pre-existing conditions. It's kind of like, well, everything is a pre-existing condition till it ain't. Trump's already said, we're not going to fuck with pre-existing conditions. We're going to give you a bunch of money or whatever we got to do. We're not fucking with pre-existing conditions. But this saying everybody's health care, where you used to pay $200 a month for insurance, now because of the Affordable Care Act, you're paying $900 a month and got no coverage, by the way. You went from $200 to $900. That's the rub. So it's all
Ion. Okay, Ion. Fine. Let me interject here. So in the Beater scenario, no money there at headquarters in Washington back 20, 30 years ago. So Obamacare was another way for the government to get cash flow because they got nothing, correct?
Right. That's right. Yeah. And well, and what it did was they didn't really get money out of that. They didn't get money out of that. What they got was they got AIG.
They got AIG back because AIG collapsed.
Yeah, they got AIG.
AIG's back. They're back.
They got AIG. So the money flowed back to the insurance company, made them whole. So now all Obamacare becomes is what insurance policy you have. You have Humana. Okay, that's what they pay. You have Kaiser. Okay, that's what they pay. Okay, you have. Pick all the way down to Ambetter or whatever ridiculous policy that there is, depending on what you do, they only pay for certain things. So if they decide that you have something and they decide they don't want to pay for it, then they deny it. So now the doctor, this is Canada 101, the doctor isn't writing prescription anymore. It's what the system says you can have, is how it goes. Which
okay,
is what Carolyn says is the problem.
A lot of people know that when the crash happened in 2008, the banks that couldn't fail, they propped up. They're the ones that caused the crap. They then got in, they got all the money. Now, did Ion prop up the bad banks to keep the system going? Till Bob
for such a day. For such a day. It was despite Ben Bernanke. You remember that. You were on the call that day, Bob.
Who? Ben Bernanke.
Ben Bernanke.
Despite him? Ion won despite him?
We did. We didn't want to. We did. You were there that
you
day,
mean,
Bob.
You mean you insulted him by funding the bad guys, the TARP?
The thing that when it failed and the entire system collapsed, it was collapsed, and then it was brought back. And the bringing back was the slap in his face.
Why? He wanted to collapse?
Why don't you ask Dick Cheney, Bob?
Well, did they want it to collapse? Did they plan to do something with a collapse situation?
They did, Bob.
Yeah, and many people think that's what's happening now. This global collapse is being done by a cabal. That somebody's going to take advantage of it. I get from you that cabal ain't there anymore.
Yeah,
right?
Lynn's writing books. Lynn's writing books now. We just saw her the other day. She's back. She's back from the dead. She's writing fun.
Yeah, that means she ain't got any money if she's writing books. But the but is it true that there's no cabal in charge right now? That's going to take advantage of a global economic
collapse. Okay. But yet you are a cabal, and
I agree. We're in charge.
So, and you're a cabal. You don't even know what you are. So, okay.
I know we're in charge. I know we're the only ones.
But you don't. So your cabal is in charge, and so you said there is no cabal in charge now. Well, how does that?
Well, the bad guys, the stupid guys who were planning.
What does that mean?
We didn't plan to collapse the economy.
You have never been accused of having moments of lucidity, Bob.
Look, you've ruined Carol's session, okay? You let me in and now you're totally controlled by me. Okay, so
we don't hear any doors slamming, so it's all right.
No, we'll go back into this later, but just the bad guys were planning. They didn't have any to work with. We replaced them because we got something to work with. And you got people like Loeffler, Kelly Loeffler, and these people. Do they tell other people how well they're doing, or they don't care? How does she help Carolyn if she's on the project?
Oh,
what does she do?
No. That doesn't help Carolyn. That's not about. It's not about that. She's taking advantage of what Carolyn has provided to the sinners and the saints. Carolyn.
So Trump is going to win in a landslide, but then the Democrats will recount the ballots, and that's when the shit starts. Correct?
Well, we would like to. We have a little update. We have a little update.
Yeah.
The update is significant because now what's happening is that he's pumped it to such a level where there's, okay, wait now, you'll look up these quotes later. There's ballots in the creeks. There's ballots in the trash cans or the dumpsters. There's ballots on the ditch banks that all have Trump's names on them. He's already set this whole twirl up of what's to come, that cabal that the Democrats have set up that they're going to do. Because if you listen really close, the Democrats are now saying, fuck all that mail-in ballot. Don't worry about it. Throw that shit in the garbage. It don't matter. Y'all need to go to the polls. Back yourself up. Get you some corn whiskey. And don't worry about it. Stay a few feet apart. Get you up a mask and a body condom. Get a full body condom. And you need to go on down them polls. You need to vote. You need to vote because that's what you need to do in person, on the money, and vote. Because they know that their 100 million extra ballot march isn't going to work. In Brooklyn,
because Trump is on it and Trump's going to expose it?
Yeah, he already has. 100,000 ballots went out in Brooklyn to all the wrong names and addresses. So they said, oh, no problem. We're going to send another $100,000, 100,000 ballots out. We'll get it corrected. And Trump's saying, okay, what about those other 100,000 that you just sent out? Oh, well, they won't matter because they don't match, so they won't get done, and we're going to check it. And early November, we're going to check on them. And if they match something, then we'll let you know about December the 19th. See how it goes. We're going to see if they're valid or not. Don't need a signature. So, see, they're playing games, and they're caught at it because now Trump's saying, go everywhere, look everywhere, see everywhere, and anybody sees anything, tag body, telephone, and record it, and send it to me. And the dark soul just lies.
Oh, so you're saying that Trump? We're back to the original scenario. Trump wins a landslide, and that's it. No noise after the election. No ballot.
Okay. We don't want to mess this up now because there's a great storyline here, Bob. We don't want to fuck up. We don't want to fuck the story up. Did you ever see Gone with the Wind?
Yes.
You did? You've actually watched the whole movie? Well,
yeah, I don't remember much of it.
When they got to intermission and Scarlett O'Hara standing in terror in the field with that rutabaga, which she went in, what?
Yeah, I'll never fucking.
Like, yeah, as God is my witness, I'll never fuck you in the butt again. I'll never fuck you in the butt again. Because, see, Carolyn says rutabagas are a good source of magnesium and other nutrients that you need. Well, Scott O'Hara, la-di-da, Vivian Lee, fiddle-dee-dee, didn't see it that way during intermission. It made that the O'Haras weren't going to fare well. Okay. So in this movie you got going on here, we don't want to mess this up. So Trump wins. Okay, fine. There's a problem. Okay, fine. Trump overwhelms it. Okay, fine. Then they're going to say, the yellow dog Democrats have got it in their mind, Bob, that they're going to put 30 people on the Supreme Court. They're going to take the Senate. They're going to keep the while Nancy Pelosi is president. They're going to keep the House of Representatives, and they're going to change it. All options are on the table, according to Schumer. And who's heard of Shifty Schiff? Where'd Shifty Schiff go? He done ducked out. He ain't heard shit out of Schiff. Ain't nothing happened. So they've come to the conclusion, and Schumer gets up and says, there's going to be hell to pay. There's going to be hell to pay. And we're like, you motherfucker, you ain't got elected yet. You may not get reelected as the majority whip. You may not even make your own election next round, you son of a bitch.
Okay,
you sit here talking crap. So there's a movie going on. We don't want to disturb the movie because there's a lot of drivers. They're losing. If you look at close there, all this magma that the Democrat Party has, Bob, this grit, true grit, as Who is that? Johnny Carson? No, Jackie Gleason. No, John Wayne. John Wayne. True Grit. True Grit. They had True Grit. They would muscle their way through. They're losing their muscle, Bob. They're losing their muscle.
Yeah, okay, here I want to ask you this. You see these boat parades, you know, millions of people out there riding their boat.
Yeah.
And
everywhere.
So are there, are a lot of people not telling the polls or lying to the polls to hide that they're voting for Trump because their house might be burnt down?
Bob,
is that what's going on?
No, it's not about that. They're cheap, Bob. They're cheap. When they do the polls, they don't do. Well, you know,
right.
Then why the fuck are you asking?
Well, I'm asking another point. I want to know what the average person out there is watching this. Have they clued in and know, like Robert Johnson, that you have to go with Trump because there's nobody there in the other side? Is that what people are deciding? Which is what you said.
They've actually already done that. But the polls are based on landlines, and it's come to find out most Republicans don't have a landline. You're one of the last people on the planet that has a landline. Wait. No, you're a Republican because you have a landline, but if they called you, you wouldn't answer them. You wouldn't answer them, so it wouldn't make any difference. So the people that are answering the polls.
Is that who's always calling here? The Democratic pollster?
Come on. They're trying to see what you feel, how you feel about it. They're trying to see if you support Andrew Crystal or not, Bob.
Yeah, and then I answer the damn phone, and they get scared shitless of the power of my voice. They just shut up.
They go, oh, sorry, Mr. Crystal. We know you support Mr. Crystal. We didn't mean to disturb you. Yeah, we didn't know. Because sometimes when they did that, they would fall over dead, and so they put you on the starred mode. So it's like, if you call this person, you might wake up dead.
They would call and wake up, or I would answer them and I'd kill them.
If you answer, then last time they die.
Okay.
If they answer, they die. So you're tagged. You're on the hit list, so they don't call you. See, Carolyn is the you're the death angel, and she's the life angel that saves them after they're dead.
Why are they phoning us all the time? Who the hell is Cassandra that's phoning?
Cassandra, she's just trying to get lucky, Bob. Everybody does. Everybody wants you, Bob. We want you. Carolyn wants you. We all want you, Bob. You have this mystique and allure that we just can't get past. It's those pheromones, Bob. Those pheromones. It's crazy.
Yeah, Carolyn probably smells real good. She's always liked the way I smell.
Until you don't. She's been complaining that you stink like a rancid dog lately. She hasn't noticed that you're groomy. Your grooming has lacked a little bit. Since Carolyn went to the old lady club, he figures he can have a little mush. He can have a little mush to him, and it'll be all right. Them grannies ain't going to say too much, but I guess he's been dealing with the dead long enough that it's happening.
Okay, what was that last bit, Carolyn? I'm dealing with the granny porn. It makes my smell less attractive. Is that what he said, Jim?
No.
You don't know.
You're letting
We're
yourself
turning it
go.
Over to Carolyn.
You're letting yourself go.
Yeah, I've let myself
go. Looking, you've been enjoying with your... You're trying to figure out how to become a necromancer.
Okay.
There is one scary, scary, scary scenario that's coming. Now, Dan Bongino's got cancer because he's been shooting his mouth off, so he needs to be careful. He needs to be careful, Carolyn. Because he's been shooting his mouth off. He might be all right. But if he says one thing, it's gone. You can count him gone. Uh-oh. You can send flyers.
Yeah, you
send flyers.
You remind me, Ion. Yeah, he's talking negativity. He's just too involved in everything. So it backfires on him. But I remembered yesterday, we don't hear anything from Barbara Streisand, Carol. Because remember her husband told her, back off. Trump will get you.
Yeah, James Brolin, he says, you better back. He says, you Jew bitch, you better slow your ass. You better slow your roll. You got more bubble gum than you can chew. Yeah.
And she did.
She has. Now, if she could just get Bette Midler to jump in on it, she'd be all right. But Bette ain't going to make it at this rate. And her and Diane Keaton, they're not going to make it. But now here's what's funny. Bob. we don't talk about this and don't know that we're going to now. But look at Hollywood. Hollywood was something.
Yeah.
MGM, the Metro Goldwyn Mayer, Jew boys, they made something. Where are they now? Where's Paramount now? They ain't making nothing. They ain't doing nothing. They ain't got nothing. They are nothing. So now they have no words. Where's Meryl Streep? That's why we call her the creep. Meryl Streep. We call her creep. Meryl Creep.
Yeah.
Where's that bitch now? Don't nobody got, nobody care what she got to say now because ain't nothing going on. There's nothing to star in. There's no series of unfortunate events for her to incur, you see. And can't nobody fuck no more.
Yeah, nobody can fuck. So they're not, in Hollywood, they're not making the TV shows and stuff?
Since
they don't watch TV, I don't know.
There's nothing. It's like music. Everybody's ugly, fat, sticky, stinky, and ungroomed, taking a guitar and picking in front of their goddamn dirty stoves. They can't get no place in their house. They get in front of their fucking dirty stoves, and that's what their background is. For their picking, they sing a little song. Even fucking Elton John had a piano in his fucking kitchen. For God's sake, when he did his pandemic blue, blah, blah thing. It's ridiculous. That's the only background. They don't have a nice piece of furniture or something to back themselves. Or even the yard. Get out of nature or something beautiful, something to say. No, they got to get in front of their greasy fucking stove, and that's where they stand. That's what it's come to. Nobody's making anything anymore, which is what changed now. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing about Trump. He didn't answer his questions because he wanted to look bad. Correct, Ion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And he's out the next day, and Carol noticed it. He's totally on fire the next day. He's inspired because he's happy that his polls are going down. Correct, Ion?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what's happening, Carol. But will he be different in the next two debates if they have the debates?
They're going to have a debate. They have to at this point. And there's not going to be any mute button. There's not going to be any mute button. And if there is a mute button, it's not going to work.
Right, but somebody's trying to get
the
a
debate,
mute button.
Yeah, the debate officers said that they were going to change the rules and everything. But already there's a big fight that, no, they can't change the rules. Did you know that, the debate? Yeah.
And so Ian just said, if they change the rules, there won't be debates.
He did not. He said if they try to use a mic mute, it won't work because that's one of the things they wanted to be able to – this ridiculous moderator wanted to be able to stop the debate when they wanted to, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Rush yesterday, I listened to him for a few minutes, and he said – they weren't even allowed to debate. They should have been allowed to fight back and forth and show who's on top. But
Wallace kept interrupting with fake rules.
Right. Well, it was very clear. Hold on. There was an order. Trump won the debate. Wallace came in second, and Biden came in third.
Who's saying that?
Everybody. We did.
Okay, in the Drudge, which you say is unreal, Trump lost, he's the most evil guy that ever lived, he has to quit, he's a bad debater, he's stupid, all that kind of stuff is out there. But that's not what the level you're monitoring. You're monitoring some other thing that says Trump won. What are you monitoring?
Well, why would, if Trump did so badly, why is Biden trying to change the rules of order?
Well, people would think that he's inspired because he won, and he's trying to make it more to his advantage, whatever he's trying to do, because nobody knows what is the advantage. If Biden looks like he's going to get out there more, that's because he's fired up because he won the first debate. Right, Carol? That would be an interpretation.
He'll come in more tempered. He'll come in more tempered because now you're starting to get some – the grandmas are starting to pay attention now, Bob.
Again, yeah, so
you know, on your porn channel, they're starting to pay attention now.
And so, why does he have to get more sober if they're paying attention?
Because now he's got to say,
I love you. I want you. I'm going to take care of you. I appreciate you. I've been good to you.
Well, he's been saying that. He's been all emotional.
No, not like that. Hey, you don't need Herschel Walker. You don't need Herschel Walker to tell you how special you are, Bob.
Yeah, so you're saying the debate that we saw will not be like that, the next one.
It's going to be much worse because it's going to be a town hall where you've got everybody who's ever hated Trump, ever, they're going to be there. And you got everybody who's ever loved Biden forever and ever and ever, they're going to be there. And you got everybody who's ever wanted to have a Lebesian relationship with Hillary Rodham Clinton, that's who's going to be there. Yeah,
is it going to be stacked? Is it going to be stacked to be very anti-Trump?
Yes, every way. And he won't.
So
he can fight if he wants to, but he won't get a word in edgewise. It's town hall, Bob.
Right. So that'll make him look bad and weak, and his polls will go down.
Terrible.
Or that's
yes.
Okay.
Hopefully so. Yes. Hopefully so. If we do it right, it will work. It'll be Dudley Do Right, Bob. Dudley Do
Right. Right, so he's letting this all happen.
Watch Ivanka. Watch Ivanka. She's on it.
Well, I watched her enter the debate. I saw her on, and she looked very pissed off at the beginning, but I didn't watch the rest of the debate, so I don't know. Is she pissed? She doesn't understand her father's strategy.
No. Yes, she does. She's playing it to the end. She's playing it to the nines, Bob. This high, she's as tall as... She's as tall as them high-heeled shoes she was wearing.
Is she tall, Kim?
Oh, yeah.
Very
pretty
tall.
Pretty tall, but she's got with them eight.
Well, that's not tall.
With them eight. But, yeah, but then she's got them 7-inch Manolo Blahnik shoes on. Puts her up there, right on up there.
Yeah. Did I notice that when Melania came in a bit behind her, somebody stood up? Is that what you do? You have to stand up when the first lady comes in?
Yeah, it's supposed to.
That's the protocol. Somebody
she wore pants. And hey, let me tell you what, she's a dick. She wears the pants in that family. She wore pants to the fucking debate. Women with pants on. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. First lady.
Shocky
Karen Pence. Karen Pence won't have on no goddamn pants. I tell you that. She might not even wear no panties. She might wear crotchless panties. She'll show you how this goes. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Got to be wearing pants for Pete's sake.
See, I have seen thousands of years of human costumes and culture and clothing, Carol, and this 20th century phase is just disgusting to eye on.
It is. It's vulgar. It's vulgar. Nobody comes like Marie Antoinette, Bob. Nobody.
You mean comes? Like orgasms? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? He's a good orgasmer.
Decorum's the better part of valor.
Well, does she make a lot of noises, a lot of screaming, or she bounces her hips around a lot? How is she good at it?
Both.
Okay.
It's
right.
A progressive thing that includes you into the whole process.
Yeah. Did the maids hear her coming all the time? It was quite.
Oh
loud.
Yes.
Oh, come
oh
on.
Yes.
Gail Zappa was like that too.
Well,
Gail Zappa was like
she
that.
Was just cheap. She was.
Oh,
she was
faking
it though. She was faking it. She never had an orgasm in her life. She was like a breeze in Death Valley.
Right. Will Moon hear this statement and laugh and agree?
Well, Moon won't care. It's all over. She didn't got no money now. It's over.
Right.
She's not listening anymore. She got no money. Do they? Where'd he go? Where'd he go, George? Which way?
They get a lot of
go,
money.
George?
But Gail waits a lot of it. Okay, Carol,
well,
back.
Let
Carol have her part.
They through it.
Yeah, they flit through it. Okay.
Melania wore, a black pantsuit, and Ivanka had a ivory. It looked like a pantsuit, but it was a very tight skirt that looked like pants.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Yeah, she's trying to mock Ivanka is trying to mock
Jackie Onassis Bouvier
mm-hmm.
swirl. You know,
you mean to
real,
be to have a big
box.
Ego?
No,
or just be a fashion plate.
Camelot, the Camelot, the right. P.O. Box.
Why? Hey, Ion, now listen to this. Mm. The movie The Vow, about that cult that the Bronfman
okay.
daughters funded, Stormy Daniels, listen, Carol, Stormy Daniels and a bunch of them that were Andy Trump and in the public were at parties for the cult, where the Bronfman girls, who are now going to jail, were funding an Andy Trump thing through the cult, known as The Vow.
What about it?
Well, is that true? Did they spark the pink hat movement the day after Trump won and all these stuff? These people that were involved with extreme anti-Trump activities were at the parties for the cult. So
they were
like
at
a secret. Go ahead.
No, we'll wait.
They were a secret society. They started the anti-Trump shit as soon as he got elected.
They were doing anti-Trump stuff before you ever came down the escalator, Bob.
Yeah, okay. But did they fund and help Stormy Daniels do her thing?
Well, all Stormy Daniels, she was just a pawn who Trump had fucked. That's the only reason she mattered. But she was a porn star, for God's sake, and not a very good one. So it's like a B-rated or C-rated porn star. The only reason she was involved in the conversation, it's kind of like Zsa Zsa Gabor, there was nothing else going on.
Okay, so there was the Bronfman daughters did not lead a big anti-Trump movement from 2017 on. Bronfman, they went against Trump and they're going to jail, right, Ion?
Yeah,
children.
Yeah, they are. But there's a lot more because now all of the Comey stuff is blowed the fuck up now. He's got his stuff sideways beyond words. And they've caught him, and now the Republicans, they don't gloat very good. You know what I'm saying? They just start patting him on the head and say, yeah, that was the penis you tried to fuck me with. Yeah, that was that penis. They don't do it right. They need to take and cut the penis off. They can go, here's the penis that was involved. And then the people who had the penis don't got the penis no more. And then that basically has all the evidentiary conditions that are appropriate. But it's coming. Quick.
Yeah, now, did he testify again today? Submit himself to questions?
He did. Yeah,
he's doing bad
he
today
did.
And yesterday. He's not
doing
good.
It was very, very bad. It's very
why
bad because now they're asking the simple questions.
Yeah,
he
why is
to,
he
Bob?
Submitting to... Why is he, he had to, okay. Well,
the
so
penis.
He's worried. He's going to be hung.
Penis.
Well,
oh, I don't remember. Oh, I don't remember Hillary Clinton. I don't remember Hillary Clinton. Now, wait now. There was something said about the Clinton Foundation, but that didn't have anything to do with Hillary Clinton, so I don't remember. I don't remember. Yes, there was something I talked to Trump about, something about pissing in a bed or something, but I thought that was from a urologist. That was about a urology appointment. It was about a urology appointment. It had nothing to do with anything else. That I recall, but now I really don't remember. I really don't remember. But there was urine involved, and there was a conversation regarding urine. But now, beyond all that, there was some other stuff. But, you know, I was in charge, but I don't really know. A lot of shit happens. You know, things are busy. When you're high as I am in the echelon, dude, it's kind of tough keeping track of everything. People do things. They look at things. There was an investigation, but I don't know anything about it. There was a little problem, but I wasn't aware of it. You know, there's some other people that were on CNN talking a bunch of stuff, but you can't trust CNN. You can't trust CNN. You can't trust CNN. So better let that go. And past that, you know, I'm not really sure, and I don't remember, and I don't know. Yeah, basically. That was the crib note version of the investigation.
Theory.
And the sentencers in the Senate, that's the sentencers, they kept just asking and going, oh, really? You don't remember anything about that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't remember signing that? Oh, yeah. You don't remember being in charge of that?
Oh, you don't remember getting paid to run that. Yeah, you don't remember. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. We won't be asking you no more questions because you were just in charge of this thing you don't know anything about. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, they weren't trying to do that. All they were trying to do is to come back to say, full circle, Trump has been bitching and crying and moaning and blowing like a stuck goddamn hog since the day he was elected, and now he's been righteously vindicated. Everything he's been fussing about was exactly the case.
Yeah,
they had to ask Joe Biden questions and ask him what's his favorite color and what kind of tree does he like. And they asked Trump, and they asked Trump, he goes, "Why do you hate niggers? You hate niggers! Why do you hate niggers? Have you always hated niggers, or have you just started hating niggers? Why are you a nigger-loving Jew? That's what we want to know. We need to know that. And we want to know why you don't like black. Why don't you like black? What's black ever done to you? Do you not like black? Well, that's what we need to know. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. But you don't make any money, and you hate niggers. That's all we need to know. So that's what we can understand from you, if that's the case. Right, Mr. President?" And then with the upswing, with the upshot, that's the question they asked Biden, how he felt when he was choosing what color tree he liked best.
Okay, so that will be the next, the town hall will be like what you just did, the anti-Trump charges against him will be quite prominent. So, correct? That's what you acted out what's going to happen in the
C-SPAN.
Next
C-SPAN. C-SPAN's got the next outing. Now, you, Mr. Wallace, he didn't do you no favors. He turned into a yellow dog Democrat.
So yeah, did he? Is he embarrassed? Is Wallace's career over?
Oh, yeah. It is. Well, as far as we're concerned. Well, it's up to you, boss. We'll see what the red box holds. But hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. It ain't looking good.
I know. Listen to this, Ian. You got Hillary, Comey, and Obama. Do they understand that they could get nailed for treason and be hung? Are they thinking about that, or they can't think that?
They are. Hey, you ain't seen much out of Hillbillery lately. Her eyes.
Well, what's she doing? Is she just home in bed
drinking?
What?
drinking.
And what's Bill doing? Bill Clinton
watching her drink, chasing pussy.
Right. Does he get much pussy today?
No, he just got a lot of cigars.
Right. So she has to numb herself. She's scared shitless. She's shaking, trembling, because she's going to be hung, and she knows it. But
well,
she can
and now,
drug
and now she's got no Clinton Foundation to give her money check. So now she's back into another mess of what are we going to do for monies?
Right, but she's looking at being hung. And she can sedate herself so she doesn't think about it. Is that what happens when you drink?
Basically. She feels like... She feels like...
Foundation? Yeah, I think they stopped. Did they stop the foundation? Yeah, it's under too much surveillance.
Yes.
You know, they
it's
can't
over.
Do it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. They haven't got any money. When you say real estate in New York City is down, you got the billionaire houses there. They're still worth a lot. Or are you saying that...
Are they?
Hold it. So are you saying that if they tried to sell them, no one would want them? You're saying that New York City is empty and over? Is New York City empty and over?
Google New York City Upper East Side real estate. See what's for sale. Look up. Go to Zillow, Z-I-L-L-O. And look at New York real estate. You know the zip codes. Just put in what zip code you want.
Okay, so here's my question about it. All Steven Schwarzberg, all these guys have these very expensive places. And they spend a lot of money on it. They've lost money.
Well, not until they sell. They haven't lost anything until they sell. But if they sell, they've lost a lot of money.
Okay, so are they living there? Did they leave New York City? How much is it New York empty and
most,
nothing's happening?
Most everybody has left. Anybody with any substance has left. That's why you have de Blasio saying, "Oh, my God, how can you help me tax the rich? Please help me tax the rich."
And there's no rich. There's no rich left, Bob. All the rich have left.
Right. So New York City will not come back.
No, it won't come back the way it was. Unless they put Rudy Giuliani back in charge, then he's going to go fuck them to death. He will fuck them to death. There'll be nothing left.
You mentioned a year or two ago Rudy Giuliani was going to lead the attack on Hillary. Is he still involved, even though he's not visible?
He is still involved. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I have here a statement. Ian says kids can text faster than they can speak. So they're on the level of an ESP communication, pretty close to ESP, correct?
No. The anthropomorphic condition outweighs the anthropomorphic conditioning. So the typing response is faster than the audible response.
Yeah.
Good.
Right. And
you're so smart. You're so smart. But they're really smart.
Well, wait a minute. I'm smart if I call it ESP and you accept it. What I mean by ESP is they communicate with imagery and not words.
Correct. And because they don't know what have a clue what they're texting. They have no idea what they're texting. That's the other side.
Well, what are they choosing to text if they don't know?
Just phatic, tap.
So this is Blavatsky's prediction, Madame Blavatsky predicted that the end of the 20th century will witness a subhuman bunch of kids. Is that what we're witnessing?
So far.
Do they have any saving graces? Can they ascend? Do they have to? If they don't know, it's not being conditioned by culture. That opens their minds to be conditioned to not be conditioned.
Maybe. See, we don't know that yet. We got to see.
Okay.
See the point. This is the bug that hasn't withered. The bug that has not yet withered. It's got to become something, and it's not yet. It may, but it's not yet.
Are you saying these kids are bugs?
Yes.
Well, McLuhan announced this back in the 60s that the TB generation were vegetables. Yeah, so he saw that coming. That is where he predicted the tech body at that point.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, so, he didn't know what the tech body was. That's pretty amazing. You give him credit for shit that he didn't even have a clue what was. But
Wait a minute. Okay. He's the only one in the 60s saying that the electric machines all around people were alive and organic. He's the only one saying that. Nobody knew that.
Okay, Yeah. All right. You win.
Okay.
We can't beat you, Bob. We can't beat you.
Now, earlier it might have got muffled, so I'll just ask again. I'll say that Trump could have answered Biden a lot better, but he played down, looked weak on purpose to lower his polls. He's going to continue doing that in the debates. Correct?
Yes, he likes the battle. The battle, however royal, still a battle. So,
I see. He likes making a fool. He likes looking rude and all that. He doesn't care about that. He does get the benefit of his polls going down, but he enjoys the yelling. He's enjoying what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And this is shocking. People are shocked that the sense of presidential decorum is violated by Trump. But as you said, the last president was Obama. And being a president, you see, we're a conditioned nobody, a superlative nobody, an automated surrogate. That's what the president role is. Trump is the first president to come alive.
Well, okay? No. He's not alive. He's the first one that they poke with a stick and growls. See, before they'd poke him with a stick and they wouldn't even growl. They just yield.
Right.
They poke him, he pokes back. They poke him, he pokes back.
Why do you say he's not alive?
Was Spiro Agnew alive?
I don't know, but is Trump acts alive? He's out there vigorously campaigning, pretty alive.
No, he's not alive except for you.
You give him life. You're the wind beneath his wings.
You mean he gets the words from Ryan and he gets our products and that keeps him alive?
No, don't say us. Say you. You judge all the words. You say what is. You say what applies. You don't
That's
like
right.
us.
I know what's
say
up.
That.
I
you
know what's
up more so than us. We say a lot of things. You don't let us get by with shit. Nothing. You take a Z-axis every time.
Don't start feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah, we're not going to. We're going to shut this money maker down. That's what we're going to do.
That's like all the tantrum. That's even worse than having a tantrum.
Yeah.
Because you don't get your way.
Yeah, we'll show you what butt fucking feels like. That's what we'll do. Yeah. All right. There's no trouble.
Okay, next question. Yeah. Carolyn, I'd never seen it before. She did all the OA movements in front of me the other day. Looked pretty
easy.
Yeah,
that was a mistake. That was a mistake. You're doing very good.
Why?
Because anytime you start, you don't like to, it's not good to expose the dark soul to your repertoire. To your repertoire.
You
be better off. You have to do it in a closet.
I know, but so I can learn these so easy. Is it bad for the?
It's not.
Is it a trouble? Is it a problem for me to fucking start doing it and engaging the angels? Would they
but
find
you
me?
You won't.
Why?
You know why?
Why would if they didn't
you guys,
find me?
Because you have to do something. You're not going to do anything. Oh, that's ridiculous. I'm not doing that. He's like,
I can
you
do
talk
things out of spite.
Oh,
I'm going to do it
okay,
out of spite.
Yeah.
The question
is,
if I do
Good
it,
luck.
Yeah, if I do it, will the angels find me? Have an
yeah,
advantage
do
over?
It. Knock it out. You're still, they won't have an advantage. You'll be running in. You'll be running in if you knew what they were. So it's all good.
Well, Carol doesn't know what they are either.
She doesn't have to. She unlike you, she's compassionate.
Right,
you're
let's go into that.
Soul,
so Carol's walking along, and she's doing their air movements and the OA movements, and you are trying to spell out to her that she's having the fact that she doesn't know the range of it, or have you
no,
changed
no, that
your
she's
statement
not,
on
that? No, that she's not aware. We didn't say that she didn't know. We said that she's not aware. There's a difference.
Oh, the knower is part of her higher self that knows, but she consciously, little man
well,
brain, doesn't know.
Glib. Archetype, glib,
yeah.
glib, cliche
you,
archetype, but yeah.
I know, but what are you saying? She knows, but she's unaware. How can you have them split like that?
Oh, because she sees the disservice, but she's not aware of the service. Or she's doing it to gain the service, but is not aware of the disservice. Both apply.
Oh, she didn't see the full range of her actions. And so what would you have told
so
her
far.
If she'd calmed down and had a session
no,
today?
No, we wouldn't have said a thing. We said she's doing perfect. We would say her feet are on the ground. Her feet take her on her walk. Her words prescribe the angels, but she doesn't wait to see what her feet think about her walk. She's going to take her walk.
Yeah, and what did she accomplish?
The tactility, what you said. It's what Mae Brussels said, tactility.
So what? When you talk about Mae Brussels, I'm not aware of her solution or her intensity.
She didn't have an intensity. She saw the problem. She tried to pinpoint the alien condition that was outside of any dichotomy that could allow her to have an opinion, have a capitulation, to have an opinion.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you're saying. First of all, aliens.
Well,
you talking about foreign bodies? If aliens, just to find what your stupid comment was, aliens, are they foreign bodies? So it's something to do with the aliens? Is that what you meant? Or do you
that's
mean psychologically?
She thought everything was. No difference to her. There was no difference to her.
You mean she was psychologically alienated? Like
yeah.
Good
yeah, what? The aliens caused an alienation. Yeah, that's right, Bob.
Oh, okay. So you're talking, well, why did she see E.T. aliens everywhere? I assume that's what
that's
you might have
meant. She couldn't explain all the things of these individuals that had this power that could not have that power in the grass. It was a dog day in Dallas.
Why did she not understand the cabal having power?
Why did she make the little circles trying to figure out who the baddies were?
Well, she did that, and she got closer than a lot of people who the baddies were.
Well, that's the point. But it wasn't about right or wrong. It was about locals and aliens.
And she meant E.T. aliens?
Yeah. Well, they weren't so extra. Some of them were just CTs, common terrestrials, Bob.
Yes, but Alex Jones goes on about the elites are hanging out with aliens, doing drugs with them. Is that similar to May's vision?
Well, you do. You're elite. You do. You've been with Parr. You've been with Carr, Parr, and Jar, and you've been with Jughead, and they say, who all have you been with? You buried Chris Story. You've been with seven, with
Arakara.
You buried Arakara and several of those.
Next
others.
Question.
Zappa and Dylan and fuck you. Let's see, who else did you bury? Buried Bing Crosby? Fuck, you killed Sinatra. Well, you know, what
okay.
you gonna do?
The five companies that are competing to make the vaccine, can you name those five companies?
We can.
And what are they?
Why do you want to know?
I just want to know.
Well, there's
not
more
your
than
business.
Five.
Well, you said five. And now you're saying there's more? If there's more,
yeah.
List them all. Let's hear who they are.
Well, we don't want to go down this far down this hole.
Right.
But let's do the ones that are racing, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's 23 companies you mentioned. That's right. Let's do the ones that are leading or racing.
Okay. The Mayo Clinic, you got to look at, these are the ones doing the SARS-CoV-2.
What's that? Is that the present swine flu virus or
no? It's the next stage. This is happening.
No,
to do
swine
with
flu
protein.
Is the next stage, which is happening in Europe right now.
The spike. You're going to stop arguing and start listening.
No,
this
but I
the
want to
understand
terms. Those
with,
were questions I had. You're talking about some SARS thing. You got it. I know.
That's
I want to know how it is compared to swine flu that's ravaging Europe now, because that's the second wave or the thing that you
quite,
were saying coming.
It's not developed in the S protein, Bob. It's not developed in the S protein. It's spiked protein on its surface, but it's not the S protein that takes over
the S protein,
the respiratory. Yeah.
Yeah, the S protein, S for swine, is the lethal. Dead to kill you right away, one, correct?
Correct. Okay.
So the one
the
before
one,
that.
Yeah. Johnson & Johnson. These are all
the Mayo
in phase ones.
Right.
These are all in phase one. You're speaking again. You should be listening. Pfizer and their collaborators, BioNTech. It's BION. They're going to do real good. They're doing an mRNA. That's Carolyn's version. Moderna is also doing the mRNA. AstraZeneca, but now AstraZeneca ain't got shit. Oxford has everything, okay? Now, Oxford is working on the two part, which is the swine aspect. So we said we were going to clean up your words, but we didn't want to do it wrong because everybody's not playing on the same level, okay?
Yep.
GlaxoSmithKline.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're doing both. They're trying to work on both, but they're trying to make it as an agent, not herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of working mostly with Sanofi.
Is that a company? Sanofi?
Yeah. Sanofi.
Is the New York family in amongst this? The Statlers or whatever it is.
No.
The Sandlers, the Statlers, the people Carol knew.
Yeah, the Sadler's did opium. Opium.
Yeah, are they in this game with some of the companies?
No, not at all. They're about dead, Bob.
Yeah, I know. They're dead.
They're all dead.
Any more companies you want to say?
Yeah, CanSino Biologics.
What? CanSino Biologics. Well, what are you saying?
Biologics.
Say the full name, please.
CanSina space. BIALOGICS.
Did you say BS or BS? What was the last two letters?
C as in cunt, Bob.
Okay. Okay, another company?
Sinovac.
That's not the one you just spelled. This is another one, Sinovac.
S-I-N-O-V-A-C, which was nothing like C-A-N-S-I-N-A. But I don't know how you wouldn't know that if you were paying attention. They're part of Dynavac.
You said, and we wouldn't know how you wouldn't know that. Too many negatives there. I don't get what you're saying there.
One is C-A-N-S-I-N-O and one is S-I-N-O-V-A-C. You're acting like they're the same letters. We can't imagine how they could be the same letters.
Right.
That's not what you're saying.
Is that about it?
Nope. Novavax. Okay. Or you may say Norvax, but it's Norvax.
Right.
They're running on phase one protein, S protein. That's the proprietary nanoparticle part, not the RNA. So they might make it, but it's not good.
The RNA is a better way to go?
Yeah, because the messenger ribonucleic acid, that's the one that actually applies to the cellular strata that copies the S protein, which is the outside of the protein of the virus. And that way you can build herd immunity to fight the antibodies once it attacks the body. It's quicker. The timeline can be delivered at lower doses, and you can do it in larger quantities. The clinical data is looking pretty good, but all it's going to do is it's going to block your body's ability to fight the swine, because the swine is divine.
Okay, so that's enough companies. So the very first one was the Mayo Clinic. What did you say about them? They're doing their own investigation too? Or attempt to create something?
Yes, they are. But answer that. mRNA 1273 is from AstraZeneca, and it may not make it. We don't know. They're doing all of them are doing really good, Bob. But they're just not. We're not giving anybody any gain because there's no really money in it. The only one that's working in it is the government's going to have to pay them. So they're not going to pay them. Trump ain't going to pay them shit. Trump's going to give them what he wants them to have. Now, he's buying hundreds of millions of doses of it, but if they don't make it, he ain't paying them, so they're fucked up.
Is the Mayo Clinic like a drug company trying to make something?
Yeah, and Janssen is trying to do that too.
Okay, so all of these attempts, because they don't understand the way matter is today, it's way different from their knowledge base. They're all going to fail, and they're just fucking around. And in the Wuhan lab, they took the drops, and they tried to make the drops, but they did it with genetic knowledge. And you can't do it when you get it.
What? No. You got it tangled up, Bob. What you're describing is what the one that's going to win. It's called Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
And they're going to make a vaccine that will kill everybody.
Nope, they're going to make a vaccine. No, listen to the words. They're going to make a vaccine that's going to help the most people get better.
Well, I would say that they can't be successful because their knowledge is wrong. Bodies aren't operating the way they think.
Okay.
Only our stuff.
Now,
with the
our
stuff fucking does it. Right?
Nope.
Because we work with Ion or something. Ion does
No. Beth Israel, Deaconess Medical Center, BIDMC, they're going to win. They're going to hit it. But the problem is Emergent Biosolutions, they're going to fortify that position, and that's what's going to kill everybody.
Beth Israel is going to make a mistake.
Beth Israel is going to make a mistake in how they apply it. Nope. They're going to do it perfect. Emergent Biosolutions are going to change what Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center does. And that's what's going to kill everybody.
Why are they going to change it?
Well, they're going to make it to where it's affordable. Otherwise, they have to hatch a chicken for everybody who gets the vaccine. And that doesn't work. There's not that many ovums in the world. But Emergent Biosolutions, they're going to morph it. And once they fortify that position, ooh, yes, Lord, it's going to be beautiful. But Trump's not going to get the heavy.
Emergent Biosystems is another company?
Yes, it is.
So they're going to take what Beth Israel does and ruin it?
Yes, they are.
I see. So Beth Israel will know that will be the fate of what they've come up with?
No, we haven't told them yet.
Right. So they're going to think that they did it. And when they start injecting people with the vaccination and people drop dead, how many days of people dropping dead will people say, will they realize they got to stop doing it?
Well, like you need to ask Pfizer. You need to ask Pfizer. They're doing it right now. And that's why Germany's raging hot as a $2 pistol.
What are they doing right now, Pfizer? What are they doing?
They're injecting Germans with shit. And they're not doing good. And it's caused the coronavirus to increase in their genome.
So that's happening in Germany.
Pfizer.
Yeah.
You should consider
it. What goes on when counts melting the edges of the universe? Is there some more we can talk about there? Melting titanium?
Yeah. What happens very simply is she takes it by rote. It's normal. Because, see, with her conditioning responses, she's not moved by anything. So anything you come up with to talk about, she's not, you know, even Caligula or something ridiculous. That doesn't upset her, and that doesn't change her, you know. Necrophilia, she thinks it's kind of gross, but it's no big deal. You're just fucking dead people. Okay, how's that different from any other day? You know, it's like, okay, hi, Bob. So when you do it like that, then it's kind of like, oh.
So like what? So she's fucking dead people? Did you bring in me while talking about Karen?
Yeah, you know you. Yeah, Karen doesn't fuck dead people. Unless, well, you know, she doesn't fuck dead people. But she's not embarrassed by it either. There's nothing that would turn her. She doesn't blush. Nothing makes Carolyn blush. Now, she's not going to engage it. She's not going to engage it, but she's also not going to turn her head. She's not going to blush. She's not a prude, in other words. But at the same time, she's not going to sit here and tell you how to do it, engage in necrophilia.
Yeah, we're talking about her melting the edges of the universe. Is that because the universe is a puny little place out there, and humans, where we are swallow the universe? We don't get fooled by what we see. We're bigger than the universe. We're powerful, and we can do anything to things billions of light years away. They're not that far away, and they're not bigger than us. Correct?
Too many words. I don't even want you to tell me.
No, that summarizes it precisely. The universe is bigger, appears bigger, and that's not true. Correct?
Yeah, it's not bigger. You humans think something in order for it to be grand has to be large. No, sometimes the biggest things are very, very, very small.
Okay, so the universe is very small out there. That means there's power out there, separate from us?
Yeah.
Can we harness it, or do we
You don't need to. You have your own.
Right. We don't. Oh, so there's other realms of power that we don't have to engage.
Yeah, it's called cold play, hot play, middle play, foreplay. Don't forget foreplay. Foreplay
is
good.
Yeah, yeah. Is the dot an expression of that?
The dot would conclude it. The dot would conclude it.
Yeah, all the external are these the outer kingdom sources of power? Are these in the outer kingdom?
Yeah, maybe in the ionosphere, but not necessarily.
Okay, so the dot concludes all those external sources of power, actions of power that we're not involved in. Right?
Okay.
The dot concludes that.
Okay.
So the dot is an image of the outer kingdom. I'm considering anything outside of us as outer kingdom. Maybe there's stuff inside us that's not us. Is that true? Are there worlds inside us?
Sometimes.
As opposed to the outer
sometimes.
Kingdom?
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes, because
yeah.
You have issues. Sometimes, like, okay, we'll take Bert for a good example. Bert was doing long. He was doing great. Everything was fine. Everything was no problem. He was knocking him dead. Okay? And he had a sand trap. You know what a sand trap is in golf?
Yes.
You do? What is it?
It's a sand trap.
Which is
it's
what?
It's a fucking bog of sand that I avoid, and these idiots got to take a little rake and scrape up the rake and make nice straight lines every time they step into the small bog. I laugh at them. You fucking idiot. You got to scrape
they
the
hit
sand.
Their
I don't have to deal with any fucking thing in the water. You got to scrape the sand with your little rake.
They hit their little balls into the big sand box, and they had to go with their little stick and whoop the little ball out of the sandbox, and then rake their way out of the sand trap.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
He got caught in the sand trap. He got caught in the sand trap, so we had to step in and help. And how we helped was, we made it more concise, or we made it hotter. Okay, do you know what hotter or as opposed to colder is?
No, I have no clue about those differences.
Well, if you did, then we turn it up. You know when you have to open the windows because you want the air, you want some air? Well, that's the reason. It's because your body's saying, I want equilibrium outside of what I'm experiencing now. So I'm going to open the windows thinking that it's going to be different. May or may not be. May or may not be. But I'm going to open the windows to see. Okay? Once that occurs, then you're going to bump along and you're going to go, okay, this is back to Bert. Bert got in a sand trap. So we had to turn it up to make it hotter so that Bert would move to the next tiered level. Because that's how he acts.
And why are you bringing this up?
Because it's exactly what you're talking about as far as inside out and something inside of us and where we are and how it applies and how non-physical affects physical to move it to the next canicled conditioned response. The next canicled position response. And so we did that with Bertron. We did that with
Bertron. Yeah, it sounds like you affect the inside. It sounds like you affect the insides of them. The inner kingdom.
We don't know what that. But we don't even know. Yeah. Okay. We're not fighting.
Do you do any of this stuff with me, or do you leave the dark soul alone?
We fuck with you, Bob. We fuck with you, Bob. But it doesn't do any good. We fuck with you, Bob. But it doesn't do any good. You won't have it. No matter what it is, you won't have it. I don't believe what you're saying. I ain't sleeping with Mary McLuhan, no matter how perky her breasts are. And I don't care if they hang to her knees. Those titties hang to her knees, ain't they?
Okay.
Yeah.
So is the dot inside us also, as well as in the outer kingdom?
We don't want to, okay, we'll do this, Bob. We promise we'll do this, but we don't want to hurt you, meaning we don't want to confuse you. So the answer to the question is obviously it is. But see, if I send you down that path, it's not going to end well because it's more than that. You see? So we don't want to hurt you, but we'll agree. You're absolutely on point. Perfect words. But that's not the total. Okay? You can piss a lot of places. So the commode is where I pass urine. No, you can piss anywhere, Bob. But I pee in the commode when I'm sitting there. I pee. Okay, yes, in the commode, yes. So that's the place I urinate. Yes, that's true. But that's not the only place that urination occurs. See, there we go.
Okay, good. Very good. All right. Did the Queen Mum kill Dr. Beaver?
No. She wanted to. She paid to have him murdered, but it didn't work.
What years was she doing that in the 70s when he was revealing the particle beings?
76 that's, and 80 and 81.
Right. Well, in 76, that's when Dieter got his hottest. He met with the general in the Pentagon, and they agreed that nuclear war one was going to happen any day in 76.
Yeah.
LaRouche was also saying it. She wanted that war to happen?
She did. That's the only way that she could secure the gold. That's why she's going to kill him.
Yeah, she was killing him for exposing the war, right?
He exposed the gold position. He's the one screaming, "I got all the gold in California."
Yeah. Now you just said, "Is that reference you always make to some bank in Beverly Hills? The gold with the bank that involves Beaver and the Queen Mum?" When you used to say that. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, okay, we caught up to that one. But the Queen Mum, it sounds like you're saying she wanted nuclear war. Beaver was revealing the nuclear war. No, you're saying no, that's not. She just wanted him not to investigate the gold.
No, she didn't want him to expose her gold. She's who got it. She couldn't have that exposed. Remember the wall at
right,
Edinburgh?
Right. You mean the gold in 43 in World War II or gold in the 70s? She wanted to get more in the 70s.
No, the same gold. Gold doesn't go up or down. It's the same.
Yeah, well, she got it in 43. Why is she trying to get it again?
She was trying to get it again. She was trying to kill Peter Beater because he was exposing that it was.
Oh, okay. Now, how did he find out? She didn't tell him?
No. He was trying to make these deals to secure this cache of gold, which she already had.
Well, he didn't know that she was... Beaver didn't know that Beaver was encroaching on her property. He thought there was gold out there, but someone else owned it, and he was going to get it.
For queen and country. That's what he said. I'm doing this for queen and country.
Well, for England.
Country.
For England or America?
Which is for England, Bob, for the queen.
Why did he want to help the queen? Why did he want to help the queen?
Peter Beaver? That was the whole. That was his reasoning. That was his financier. There was no one else that could tranche the money but the queen in those days, Bob. No one else had the cash.
So Beaver studied the gold world. He was in it studying it since the 50s. He figured out that the queen had a lot, or that he should give it to the queen.
Yeah, queen's the only one that could afford to buy it, pay for it.
Right. Now, the queen. Did Queen Elizabeth know that Queen Mum was pissed off that Beaver was trying to help Queen Elizabeth?
Later, but not at the same time. Because remember, the Queen Mum had her own little liaisons going on. She had her own little Sandringham parties going on, see? So she had her own help looking after.
Just like Princess Margaret had her scene. The Queen Mum had her own scene. The little empire.
Of course.
Little empire.
Well,
right.
Okay, fuck parties. Okay, do it like that. They weren't in the same thing. Because, see, the queen has to be above it all. So they're running around doing whatever they want to do. Okay. And then it went downhill, and it went really downhill. So far downhill that goddamn Spencer... Diana got the Queen Mum's funeral, for God's sake. That ain't a kick in the fucking head. There ain't no such a thing other than that. If that's the case, that's her funeral. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I got that.
Been playing for 50 years.
So the Queen Mum, older lady, she was doing granny porn before anybody else at her party.
Oh, yeah. And she had gay servants that would bring in other people that she could have relation with. That nobody would tell.
She was quite had her aid going pretty good as she even when she was aging.
Oh, she's hanging on. What else is there to do except drink gin, and fuck, Bob. There wasn't nothing else to go on. And
right.
Toast
now,
points in the morning.
Now, Queen Elizabeth knew all this was going on, but she
left.
Right.
Carolyn left. Carolyn left.
What? No,
Carolyn
here.
Left.
What, Carolyn?
She went off.
Yeah. So,
left.
So Queen Elizabeth didn't have sex. She remained above
she's
it
still,
all.
She still had sex, but not from Mountbatten. He gave it up.
Right,
he's
but
having,
the thing is...
He's having Peyronie's disease, Bob.
Right. Now, he's got coronavirus?
No, Peyronie's disease. Got
yeah,
broke
now,
dick. He's got broke dick syndrome, Bob.
Right. Now, are we able to broadcast what we're talking about here, or is this...
Why not? He knows
okay.
He knows he's got... He knows his... He's 100 years old, Bob. He knows his penis
right.
Don't work no more.
But like Queen of... The Queen Elizabeth is not having parties like the Queen Mum, or she is.
Oh, no parties. No, I mean, she has state dinners, but, yeah, she can't have no parties. What are you talking about?
So does she regret that she doesn't have all the fun that Margaret have or Queen Mum have, or she doesn't consider
always,
it fun?
Always. That's why she always hated her uncle who abdicated the throne. To make her have to do it. He could run around and do anything he wanted to.
Right. She objected to that setup. Okay, so...
Well, she was left as queen to clean up everybody's mess. She's the one left, the sensible one, with sensible shoes that took care of everything everybody else's mess. Everybody else was smoking and fucking and rolling and reeling and doing any goddamn thing they wanted to do, and she was left to take care of everything. Do anything you want to do, I'll clean it up. That sound like, who does that sound like, Bob? Dr.
Darius Ionettes.
No, it sounds like Dr. Dean.
talking about,
I got to clean everything up. But then
right.
The queen
okay.
has to clean everything up.
Yes, yeah, so.
That's like Carolyn. So is Carolyn the queen? Is that what we're saying? Well,
yeah.
My goodness.
Okay, so was Beter murdered in March 14th, 1987?
Nope.
He died of the pressure of the embarrassment that was coming out.
It was a little bit later. A little later.
Well, after he died. Like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
He didn't die then. It was later.
He died in 87. He didn't die in 87?
No, he didn't. No, it was a little later than that.
Well, what happened then? They had a funeral and everything?
He practiced. Who cares? They put
what?
A gravestone. They put a gravestone up, Bob, so he must be dead, right? They put a gravestone,
right.
So he must be dead.
I was at the
dead.
Funeral. His
You don't
wife?
Go to funerals. You
yeah,
don't
yeah.
go to funerals.
I went to that
That's
one.
Ridiculous.
Did,
my God. Now, you can't play that. Then everybody will call you a liar. Hey, you said you've never been to a funeral
yeah.
before. So now you're a damn liar. So don't do that. You can't play that.
No,
part.
I don't mind
that.
Lying on that point. I go to the Holy Office funerals. Okay? Now, nobody else has died. I didn't
Holy
kill anybody
orifices.
Else. I go
everybody
to the
else
the
during
people.
The funeral. No, everybody else, they have a funeral, and you're at their house picking through their library.
Yeah, right.
What they got.
So,
there's a funeral.
So Beter faked his death. Did his wife know this?
Yeah. She didn't like him very much. You remember all that. They did the Walter.
Yep.
You start going into the Walter Bort construct after too much of this. Pretty sad, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
So, so what did Beter die of then? If he died later,
meanness.
The world being mean at him, or he was mean.
He was mean because he couldn't get the meme. The meme was mean to Mimi.
To him, the Android meme was mean to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he would listen to my radio show if he was still alive.
Oh, fuck, everybody does, Bob. I can't help it.
Yeah, did he realize what I was going to do?
You told him. I don't know why. He told him every way he can go.
Did he believe it?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Bobby's...
I tell you who did. Garrett Dean did. He just didn't care.
That's right. That's right.
He really did. Bastard. He thought you... however deluded, he considered you sincere.
Yes, yes. However deluded he was, or I was, or who's
yeah.
deluded?
No, no, you were deluded. However deluded.
Yeah. He believed it, or he thought I was sincere in my delusion?
No. However deluded you were, he considered you sincere.
Okay, good. All right, Bobby Zappa, Frank Zappa's younger brother, wrote two books before he transitioned on his life with his brother. In the second book, he ends with it, highly suspicious. Don't know if he says it directly, but he's highly suspicious of Gail. He brings a detective in to investigate how Zappa died, and he doesn't get all the way there. At least he in the book, he says he didn't find out. But did he catch on to Gail? Well, first of all, Gail murdered Frank, right? You said that.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
He caught on to that?
He did.
And what did he make of that? I mean, he never liked Gail, so now he hated her. Or he was trying to bring justice and get her caught? Why didn't he
believe it? No. He just trying to point it out so he could get leverage. He didn't want to get her. He wanted leverage.
Over what?
Over money, fame, fortune, credibility, the vault, you know. They didn't know what was what.
Did Bobby or Gail know the power of Zappa found in the vault?
No. They would know. That's why they were deluded.
Right. So Gail, Bobby
come on,
was
move
on
this
Gail.
To a better. Move this to a better topic. This is so boring.
Yeah,
Bob.
Yeah.
Come on.
No,
now.
But Bobby... Bobby was intending his book to point to Gail and still be legal. Right? That's what he did in his book.
Yeah, in tandem, but yeah.
All right. People are reporting they're seeing the second sun, taking pictures of it. Is that because the digital camera can see it and most people can't?
Nobody could see it until we told them it was. Isn't that amazing?
Right. But then their cameras can see it, right?
Well, we said that too. Like the three moons.
Right.
They're starting to pick up the moons. They're like, what? Say what?
What? Why is there a second sun? What's the structure of our world? Because there's two conversations in reality?
No, that's our cliche, Bob. No, there's that the nova and supernova aspect. One's got to blow. Have you ever heard of a slingshot?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do. That's what's going to get the rest, not you, but everybody else home, the Andromeda. Is they're going to use one sun to slingshot to the other. Once you go through the hole, the other sun will catapult you or slingshot you home.
Oh, so you use both suns to get to Andromeda.
Yeah, but don't make that a big deal. You can play it, but it's not a big to do. It doesn't. That's like saying, you mean there's graphite in a lead pencil? It's how it's able to write on paper? And we go, yeah, okay.
Right.
That's not the big deal.
Did Ophanel, when he was in Andromeda and told everybody to fall, and he said, we'll get out of it, had he anticipated all that and created the two suns to be the means to get back? Did he lay all that out before they left Andromeda and came here, wherever here is? But
yeah,
did he
pass,
set out?
Pass, blue perfect, yes.
Ah, pass, blue perfect, okay. So I have here, Trump gets low points in the debate on purpose. He will continue to get low points. It is going to be in the Drudge Android meme level. it's going to be damn obvious that Trump ain't going to win, right? That's how it's going to be presented.
Well, that's the way they're doing it right now. Biden's got, he don't even have to leave his basement. He can just lay down and he don't even have to show up. And if Trump beats him, don't worry, we're going to check the trash cans and we're going to get enough ballots so that he wins in 6 or 7 months. It'll be great.
Right, but you did say on this session, no, things are getting shaky and the trash can.
Oh, no. They're getting, everybody's aware. So now when they say that.
What are they aware of? Everybody's aware of what?
That there are ballots in the trash can and that they're printing multi-million extra ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And that people have been dead for 15 or 20 years are now receiving ballots. You know, those
Because
things.
They come back from the Gulf, those dead, the dead that are coming back.
No, the Democrat Party sending, the Democrat Party, if they voted Democrat and they're dead, they're getting ballots.
So what happens? They get it sent and someone else fills it out?
Well, that's the rub of it, or the ballot harvesters come and pick them up. But people, the Democrats are asleep. Republicans are getting those copies and going, instead of not saying anything, they're getting on the Greg Gutfeld show and said, see, here's the copy of my great granny who died in 1920. She just voted and had a little thing that says, vote early, vote sincere, and vote often.
I think this is so. If the Republicans, which you just said earlier, are rather bland and don't do much, they are getting activated. Lindsey Graham has
now
to do it.
Now they're telling.
Because Lindsey's in trouble. He's in trouble. Yeah. He'll lose if he doesn't do this. But the point is, this is the noise before the election. He says it's going to get, we ain't seen nothing yet. So what we're going to see is just more Republicans exposing everything. And the polls will still show Biden ahead, correct? But the Republicans will try to do something.
And they'll accuse Trump of sour grapes. Come on now. We want to transfer of power.
What do you mean sour grapes after he wins? He's going to win on election day. So why would he have sour grapes?
Well, maybe not. We don't know that. If he does win, they're going to
show
you.
No, you have said that there will be a victory.
No, no.
Are you backing off on that?
Oh yeah. No, there'll be a victory, but it won't be decided. It won't be decided on election day, Bob. Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying Trump will win, and then there'll be noise for 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
And then the tech body decides Trump is the president.
Short version.
Or will it get into a constitutional crisis and a convention? That's where Trump wants to go.
All that. Depends on how the Catholics take it. There's all of them are Catholics between Schumer and Nasty and Amy and everybody. They're all Catholics. We'll see how we'll see what the Pope thinks about it.
Okay, so
the papacy comes straighten it out on election
after
day.
The constitutional crisis, let's go over what will be some of the changes. Will it be a new setup where someone can be viceroy?
No more income tax.
That's number one. Any
income.
Other? Is that all that's going to happen?
No. There's a bunch of shit. Inalienable rights are going to be endued. There's not going to be little man rights. Little people aren't going to have rights anymore. It's going to be God rights. If you're a God, you have a say. If you're not a God, you ain't got no say. In fact, the example would be given back when the deist, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? When the deist run the program, where they said only landowners should vote. If you don't own land, why you got?
I
you don't
that.
Own nothing. You don't have a say. So it'll be kind of like that. That's an example of what to deal with it.
I get that. Now, how does Trump control the convention to get these things? I assume he wants these results.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not going to control anything. You are. You're going to step up. You're going to say, I'm not giving you any more money. Ain't nobody got no money. And ain't nobody typing. Everybody's typing, but they're not getting paid.
And you said, I'm not paying.
Will I be doing this in my typical unknowing way, just sitting here having fun, going to the beach, not even engaged in anything, or will I be actually engaged?
You got nice, pretty feet. We're gonna put the fire on the feet. We're gonna roast your pig. You put your feet on.
You're gonna make me show up.
No, we can't make you show up, but we can make you wish you had.
Right. So what you're saying is that once it gets to this level of crisis, which Jared knows is coming because he's listening to us, he's gonna enlist me to help him. What you're saying. No.
Yes.
You wait to see what I would say.
No. We were going to say what we were going to say, but it just, what you're saying doesn't matter. So we were just being placating. We were placating you, boss.
Jared and me are not going to happen. It doesn't matter.
Well, depends. Jared really isn't up to your gauge. And we don't want to hurt Jared. We don't want to hurt Jared. Jared's good people, Bob. We don't want to hurt Jared.
Yeah, how would I influence the convention?
Oh, my God. You come in and say, you're all ridiculous. Marsha McLuhan. Carlton, you're all dead, motherfuckers. C.K. Elliott, stick with Councilman T. And you're not qualified. I spit on you. I hate your guts. I'll destroy you. I'll have you eviscerated. I'll have my wife, Stompy Angels, come and kick your ass. Because I can't do it. I'm insipid, but that doesn't matter. I'm the dark soul, motherfucker, and you don't know who you're messing with. And Otto von Hempfurg said Club 22 would last longer than this millennia. And so, come on, man.
Okay, next point.
And I got a wife that can prove what I'm saying is true.
Right. So I've got this. We're doing Iandom. Iandom says we did this more than once. Does this mean challenge
AW? You've had several runs.
Yeah. Did we do it with Ion, or is this the first time?
We lost you. Wait a minute, please wait. You haven't. With our tech body, we are giving ourselves a hard time, Bob. Can you hear us now? Can you hear me now,
yeah.
Boss? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. Okay.
Now, what are you saying?
Yeah, it's been lost. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. We've done this before, this creating Iandom, and I assume we didn't succeed. But were we working with Ion the previous times?
Yes, you were.
So when you say this is the first time Ion intervened, that's for a little man, but in Bob's reality,
Every time Bob was in charge and Bob ran it just like he wanted to, and every time Bob ran it, went in the fucking ditch. This time, Bob's still running everything, but we're tired of this. We're going to get it on with this program because we're done with this. Groundhog Day is fixing to be over. We're fixing to see Poxitani Fields fixing to see his shadow. And it's not going to be six more weeks of winter, Bob. It's not going to be six more weeks of winter. And so we're going to get this done with so we can get on with it. You've had enough practice.
Wait a minute. I did it with Ion before, but Ion went
but
along
let
with
you
my,
go.
My
we
direction.
Let you, we let
Run
you
it.
Pick the cast of Duke.
But now you're picking
but now
the cast.
We're going to intervene. And make this come out a better way. The way you prescribed, it's what you wanted, so we're just going to give you what you desired. So nothing we could do. We gave the man what he wanted.
Right.
What else
so
could we
I'm,
do?
I'm now the automated
chicken,
boss
although,
man,
although,
surrogate.
Although,
I'm the surrogate.
Yeah.
I'm
although
not
he achieved,
You're
he achieved his every, he achieved his every desire, however kicking and screaming. Yes.
Who I did? You're saying he, meaning me? Okay. Next point. Just to get back to Carol melting the edge of the universe. Well, anybody can do that because the universe is outside you.
You are so fucking ridiculous. No, not everybody can melt the universe. What the hell are you talking about, Eunice?
You lost your damn mind. She's
no,
a powerful,
no, if you're ascending,
she's a powerful, marvelous creator.
Yeah, and if you're ascending, you got this power. You can the universe is smaller than you. Oh, that would make it more powerful if it's smaller than you. No, it's bigger than you.
Right.
It's bigger,
see,
it's
see.
There you have
get
it.
All tangled.
Bigger.
You get all tangled up.
Yeah.
There you go with
bigger
that boo.
Weaker.
There you go. Yeah. I don't know. All I can tell you is all I can tell you, Bob, is that a vagina will stretch. It'll stretch a mile before it'll tear an inch. That's what you need to know. It'll stretch a mile before it'll tear an inch. Yep.
Before it will tear an inch. Is that what you're saying?
No, no. It will stretch a mile before it tears 1 inch.
Yes. Oh, it'll tear. Okay. Next
point.
It won't
tear. It won't tear.
Somebody
stretch.
Brought this. Yeah, someone pointed this out to me. He said, why would Trump or America invade Canada if America already owns Canada? Would you clarify?
Who said America? Who said America owns Canada? The Queen owns Canada.
Oh, okay. So America doesn't. All right. That's
who
somebody
said,
doesn't understand.
Who said they did?
Oh, this Canadian guy. This Canadian
oh,
know-it-all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So he doesn't understand the power of the Queen.
Right.
Okay, so the Queen owns it. Is Trump evading, going to be invading, or some alibi surrogate of Trump, invading Canada because the Queen is weaker and now
no.
America?
Who, no, it's a sympathy fuck, Bob. They're down to nothing.
Oh,
they're just trying to
the
help
Queen,
Canada.
Oh,
there's nothing
Queen,
left.
Right, you're saying the Queen's losing her money. That affects the Commonwealth all around.
Everywhere, that's exactly right.
Wow. Okay, that's very important. All right, the this whole issue about the Z-axis. When I do the 4X formula, there's an X, Y, and Z-axis. The positioning of Z-axis, you just said, was between the X and Y. Is that the 4X formula, or is Scott asking about something else?
No, he doesn't know. You're talking about he's saying, Bob, that the hypotenuse is that the z-axis is the hypotenuse. That's what you have to get us. The A is to be A squared plus B squared is C squared. The C squared from B squared to C squared is the z-axis. And that's
right.
The hypotenuse. But
that's
what it
that's
is.
That's in the 4X formula.
It is, but not because of, they call it a z-axis. It's because it's the hypotenuse of a triangle. Not because of the z-axis.
So he doesn't understand the 4X formula, and he could by listening to Chad's recordings.
He doesn't
because
know anything.
But he positions his z-axis in the wrong ratio. That's
yeah.
all.
He's trying to see if Bucky Fuller figured it out or not, and they didn't, so it doesn't apply.
Right, so he doesn't want to go there.
And if he had a contrite heart or spirit about the asking, we'd help him to the end of time, and we have. But he comes up with this bullshit, smart ass, I know something, I'm going to figure this out. He's not going to get nothing but a sore butthole. What?
Right, so he's not going to understand the 4X formula unless it fits into what he thinks Bucky is all about, and that's his problem.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to do it that way, but so far it's all been a race to calculate if Ion is this alien that's going to come fuck us to death in our bed or something.
Right.
So when that's the case, when you're trying to do a Matlock, trying to figure out this problem, or you're trying to build a Mari Povich to see who the baby daddy is, it's never going to go good, Bob.
Okay. Next point. Oh, yeah, just on the way. Look at the headline. Trump odds slipping away. On defense in crucial states, Biden smashes another fundraising record. If they have no money, what is this bullshit about him raising money?
Well, if he had all the money, why would he need to raise it?
Yeah, so they don't have it, but they're claiming they're raising it. Is there any money for them to raise?
It's pretend. It's filling in. Because, see, money begets money, Bob. So they're saying, it's like, do you remember Nucky Thompson in Boardwalk Empire?
Yep.
Yes.
He ran around raising money to have money because it was money, because he was money, and everything was money, was his money, and oh, no, when he didn't have shit. But he always showed up with the goods, one way or the other. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to show up with the goods.
So they're bullshitting about, they don't have anything for to give to Biden, but Biden doesn't need it because everybody's typing and pretending there is an election.
Well, what are they using it on? On ads? Okay, there's a few ads he's got around. They're not very effective. And, you know, kind of like, okay, you said something, okay. But,
okay,
you know,
so
they're not significant. So what's he need money for?
Right.
Or
so
what's
thesis,
he spending money on?
But he personally is starting to panic. That's what
yes.
you're saying. That's why he's getting out
because
there.
Because he's run and run and run and run and run and run and run. He never won.
Yeah.
He's getting a little nervous that this, like every other goddamn time, this is going to go badly.
Right. Okay. And his wife is just pissed off at the whole situation and wishes it would go away.
Oh, yeah. With Donald Trump, don't you say gaff. You can't even say gaff in my presence. Don't you say gaff. There is no gaff. Don't you even say that.
She's telling Trump not to insult her?
No, she's saying she told the goober on CNN, he was trying to bring up Joe Biden's gas, and she said, stop, it's over. She stopped the whole interview. She said, nope, it's over, it's done. But Donald Trump, you can't even say gaff in front of me.
Okay, you're saying gaff, G-A-F-F. Biden screws up in his speech. They asked her about it, and she wouldn't discuss it.
She said you couldn't. She terminated the interview and said because of Donald J. Trump, you can't even say the word gaffe in my presence.
What's Trump got to do with it? He doesn't make the gaffes. Biden does.
No, I know, but because Trump, she's making fun because of all the gaffes supposedly that Trump makes, to even say Joe ever made a gaffe is ridiculous and inappropriate in every way.
Oh, that's where she says her husband is sane and not
right.
Dementia, and Trump is nuts. So don't talk about my husband's gaffes. Talk about Trump's gaffes. Okay, that's
right.
Her position.
She won't even allow it to be discussed.
Does she understand that Trump, you don't go against Trump?
Well, she's trying to slow play it. Because you start comparing her with Melania, it's a pretty bad day. You know what I mean? As far as
yeah, what does slow play
beauty, trying not to make it a big to-do that she's not as pretty as Melania.
Yeah, but that's not what I was saying. I asked, Trump. If you go against Trump, you're in trouble. Is she going against Trump?
We'll see.
But you're saying she's slow playing. She's not going against Trump right now.
She's trying not to.
Right. Is she? And she knows it leads to trouble.
No, but she's seeing it firsthand. See, there's the rub.
Has she seen the effect on Biden? So Biden's life is ruined by him running against Trump. Right?
Yes.
So I say that Trump runs unopposed.
You're right. It's not. Trump's not even running. Trump's not even running. You're running it. You know that.
Yes, but
you know that.
He's already. Having a lot of. I don't know what. I'm not running it. I'm not doing anything consciously about
not
it.
Not running it. You're not running it. You're running for office.
Okay. Yeah, well, I ain't doing it in any physical, obvious way. But I know, since we're super angelic and we're everywhere at once, I know how to operate.
Oh, my
in
God.
The McLuhan world.
What the fuck does super angelic mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's well explained in McLuhan. If you'd listened to some of my talks on tailgate, you'd get it.
Nah,
anyway.
All we hear on your tailgate is the gay beer salesman from Canada talking about Andrew Crystal and then Scott telling you how Bedford's Law is the root of all evil or something.
No. I do wonderful seminars, and I get emails from people saying, wow, what a great show. Okay.
So you better save those, because you better save those. You might need to listen to them the next time you have a delusions of grandeur. You might better validate it.
Yeah. So, did I finish that? So, what is happening to little men who go against Trump in American lives out there? Are they dropping off dead?
Ask Michael Avenatti.
Right, okay. But there's people out there in the little towns, and they hate Trump, and they're mouthing off. Do bad things happen to them?
Sometimes. It depends on the degree. It's like Carolyn says, it's what they notice, the noticed points. The noticed points.
They do notice it?
No. If they notice that they're significant enough to get traction, then it's worse than if they are just, say, a mayor and goes against Trump. So, you know, if you're a councilman and you say something against Trump and you're not non sequitur, it might not be that big a deal. But if you're the mayor and you go say, I'm going to kill you and shoot you in the head, that doesn't work good.
If you're a council member, it doesn't matter. But if you're a mayor, it does.
Well, it depends on the strategy. If you're a councilman that gets under Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's bandwagon and running, and you become Sheila Jackson Lee's spokesperson, you know what I'm saying? It's the more you become in, the higher you become in the meme, the more subject to judgment you are persuaded.
I see. Is there somebody in the elites, Chuck Schumer and these people that are in the media as figures, as politicians, has any of them realized you don't go up against Trump?
Shifty Shift has. He's scared shiftless.
Is he within the circle of those to be hung? Yeah, is he in the circle of those to be hung?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Are you nuts? He's the one that pumped all this Russia collusion crap. But now Trump's all he can talk about. Before, all you heard was Russia collusion from them, and now all you can feel is Russia collusion from Trump.
Okay, so Schiff, he's there. Is he drinking a lot? Is he sedating himself, knowing he's going to get hung?
He's tore up from the floor up, Bob.
Does his loved ones, his kids, wife, lovers, notice this in him?
Nobody talks to him, Bob. He has a solitary goal of trying to survive. He's a non sequitur, Bob.
So he doesn't show up. He's a senator or something. Doesn't he have to perform?
He's in the House of Representatives. What do they do? I mean, where are they? They're always here. They're there. They're corona.
Do they still? They're socialism. I don't even know. Does Congress have sessions? Are they COVID?
Sort of.
Sort of. They do.
So okay. Here and there.
So he can hide. He can hide in that situation. He's not really demanded to be very active. So he can hide. Okay. Meanwhile, Justin Trudeau continues to be replaced by a clone. No change on that point, right?
Yeah, and Canada's kind of like in this holding pattern where they're not good, they're not bad. So it's like no news. They've put a cap to the limit. Heist the day.
You say the pension funds are going to collapse real fast. Is that after the Trump thing is decided? Does the Trump election affect Canada?
The Trump election will affect stability, and that will affect Canada.
Right. Everybody's going to be affected. Did the economy get going again in America enough to survive? Did the economy at this point get going again enough to be viable and survive and not crash?
We're going to see.
Right, and the Canadian economy is in the same boat. We're going to see. Or they're going to go down. They're going to go down before America.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So here's. Oh, I'm looking at a picture of the cell, and I have this funny little eccentric idea that the tribes are echoed in the parts of the cell.
Oh, shit. Now, Hope Hicks.
Here we go.
Hope Hicks has got the coronavirus now.
Hicks? Who's Hicks?
Hope Hicks.
I've heard of her. What's she do?
No, she's the one who used to work
White House. She's in the White House, and she's in the House. She's the advisor that stays on Air Force One all the time with the president.
Yeah, she's the pretty one who quit a year or two ago, right?
She's a film advisor.
Okay, she didn't quit completely. She was given a role.
Never. Yeah.
So she's really important.
Our biscuit.
Yeah. What? Our biscuit. She eats biscuits?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you bring that up?
Because you said she was given a role. I said, yes, a role or a biscuit.
Right. Is she a key person behind Trump like Jared?
No. But she's in contact with the president. Now she's got corona. So here we go.
She got the virus?
Yes, that's what we just said.
So people are going to say she caught it from Trump because they all know she's near him.
No, they're going to say she caught it in Duluth, Minnesota, where everybody was standing dick to ass and no...
Right.
No, what is that shit they wrap around your face or something?
But she's got it, but it doesn't matter if you get it. Nothing happens to you, correct?
No, that's right. That's exactly right.
Right.
That's right.
But they make a noise out of it. They make a noise out of it.
Of course. Oh, yeah. You hear it to death.
So she's not important on the level of Jared. But is it Trump like me? He likes to keep pretty people around him? That's why she didn't get removed.
He said when he picked a woman for the Supreme Court, he said, "Hey, I like women a lot more than I like men."
he said that to her, or what?
He said to everybody. Okay. He said, "I like women a lot better than I like men." Are you kidding?
Right. So
I don't like men. I don't like men.
That's why he put a woman on for male chauvinist reasons. The women live is successful from male chauvinist reasoning, right?
Now get that brassiere off. I'm tired of you. Women's lib is coming on. Get them brassieres off. We want to free balling.
Okay, looking at the cell, I'm looking at different names. Now, which tribe would match, if it's possible, with these parts? So we look at the plasma membrane. Is that a particular tribe? Of the 12 tribes of Israel?
No. You're not getting that tonight. You're not getting that. You got to do a different. Pick something else. You ain't getting that tonight. Because what you're trying to do, and we got it, we're going to apply it from the esoteric, but you're not going to get it from this level. You're already
right. Will I do it with you direct questioning in another session, or are you going to leak it during the shows? Oh, do it with
me.
No,
we won't leak it. We'll do it private. We won't leak it. We'll give it to you. But that's going to be another hour, and you're already over three hours now.
You're right. Okay. What were you going to say but didn't last payday? I think you announced, "Oh, we're going to say something," and you didn't. You remember that. What was it you were going to say?
Oh, at the end?
Maybe. I don't remember when it was. It was kind of like an announcement. Okay, we want to say this. But then you, had a tantrum or something and decided not to say it. So I said, "Well, I'll find out in the private session."
Now, what we were going to say is that since we did the debate for the show, if you would record it well, we would continue on for about an hour or so into the tailgate. If it's recorded well, then we'd be willing to do that since you lost the time.
We could carry on. We could have the show, the full 2-hour show without the debate.
Well, after the debate, we would stay on tailgate for an hour and a half or two hours.
Yeah.
If it were well recorded, we would have done that.
I think it was really well recorded, but that's why you were on and spoke, and I was confused. I said, "You can't speak at this point," but you didn't make it clear that you were going to be available for another hour. Okay, so that didn't happen.
Well, we did, but you didn't hear it because you said it was cut off. So it's called tech tyranny, Bob.
What? It was cut off because Bill wasn't broadcasting it? Is that what you mean?
Because you didn't hear it. Because you weren't able to hear it, I guess. You should get a better phone.
Well, I heard you for a minute or two, and I said, "You can't be on," and I muted you, not knowing that you were going to offer another hour.
But you But you didn't mute us because we laughed and we carried on. And
But nothing much. Nobody knew that they could talk to you. They did it through the chat line.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
But we get tired of that because they don't answer, they don't pay attention, they don't listen, and we answer and they don't know, and it's bullshit or it's stupid. We're not going to do much. We'll do a little later.
Good.
We're not doing much of that.
I agree with that. That's what I'm for. Stupid. I don't like the chat line and the way it happens with you. That's good. You agree. Mm-hmm. See, we agree on key points. All right.
We have no choice but to agree with you, Bob.
I don't know about that. I don't insist on that. Coming to the end.
Right. In the United States.
Oh,
what's that? Is that Chad?
No,
there's no place in the United States that I can work.
No, it just blew up that President Trump started jumping.
Was that Trump?
Yeah, he just started speaking out loud.
He's fully energized, right? He knows he's going to win no matter what happens. He's going to get his constitutional convention. He's happy about all that.
Oh, yeah. He don't. If you notice that he kind of goes after it all, he don't even care anymore. He answers, and they ask him every question in the world, and I mean, it's crazy shit. Why do
he's tired of this?
He loves it. He loves it. He loves it.
What doesn't he care about?
You adored it. He cares. He doesn't care about anything because he got up and he told the dirty white boys to stand tall and stand strong, which means supremacy. Stand by.
Yeah.
Wait, stand tall and stand by. That's basically telling every skinhead in the country to go get your AK-47 and we're going to start shooting. And I can't wait for them to get on the debate and say, now we will shoot a nigga. We will shoot a nigga now. Don't think we won't. We will shoot a nigga. Black Lives Matter. So let's see if Black Lives don't matter. Let's see if Black Lives don't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, is he racist or he just puts on the bullshit
he's genuinely, he's done more for the black people than anybody.
Yeah.
He's not racist at all. He's helping them. He realizes it's stupid because he realizes that now Biden says that Antifa isn't anything. Well,
yeah.
It's not anything. I was like, well, that nothing is burning goddamn buildings down, for Pete's sake. That's a hell of a nothing. That's a nothing we can't beat. It's burning. Get up.
Yeah, those people say, Democrats, they'll say Trump is trying to cause a civil war. That would be Biden's rebuttal.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Trump's doing it.
Right. And how does Trump play with it? He's like, white supremacy. And it's like, you can't.
Stand by, ready for the Civil War.
You can't hold your fist up and say, I'm not a racist, white supremacy. you just can't do it.
Am I doing this? He's doing this.
That's why you're laughing. You're like, I'm in charge. He's doing himself in. He's doing himself to death. He likes the company. He's doing himself to death, and he likes the company. Yeah, it's fun. He's like Trump's beating Trump, Biden's beating Biden.
What?
Wallace won the debate. We'll see how this all goes.
Yeah, why is Trump
court?
But why does Trump have the similar sense of humor as me and JW? Or where did he get it from?
He is very clever and superior witty. Fred was the funniest person on the planet. That's how he got out of shit. Fred, he'd get out of shit. They'd haul him to court about something. He'd giggle
about
it.
They
sued him. No, they sued him because he wouldn't let. If black people came to rent an apartment, there's none available. I'm sorry. Yes, we have no bananas. I'm sorry. We don't have any. Sorry. Then a white person would go right behind him and go, we got $150,000 here. Take it. We're going to give you a deal. Are you from a good family?
Okay, so
we're not
How
inclusive.
Did he make that in the humor?
He paid it off and made fun of it and said, I have whole buildings made just for black people.
What, he paid off what, the fine?
Yeah, he had to pay a fine because he got caught at it. And so his rebuttal, that was the funniest thing ever, says, I do not discriminate. I make entire buildings just for black people.
And everybody laughed at that?
Because that's the epitome of discrimination. the segmentation. I'm going to build you a whole building where everybody can be just like you, and you can be just like everybody else over there. Not here, not up on the
side,
but over there, you can be right there.
Well, was he a racist? He was a racist, right?
No, no, no. It wasn't about racism, Bob. It was about money. Because what happens is when you start letting certain crew in, the value
they
drops.
Don't have the money.
And when the value drops, then you're hurting real estate. He doesn't see black or white. He only saw and sees green. It's like Trump said, hey, I'm a real estate developer. I can always get the financing. That ain't no trouble. I can always get financing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's his brothers who died couldn't take the father's humor? It was a little dry.
A little dry.
Right. Now, that Mary, the cousin who sued, wrote the book, is she going to suffer? What's she losing now? No money from the book?
No. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Pump it up. Pump it up. Pump it up. Tell me how it been. Inside out. I hate you. I'm not surprised they don't have Ivana. I'm surprised they don't have Ivana, the first wife. Come in and talk about how he used to sleep with dogs, or he'd fuck midgets or something. We're not surprised they don't have her on there. Said,
right.
I saw it firsthand. I'd go get midgets for him to fuck. He was a midget fucker. He fucked midgets.
Okay, is Mary making money from the book?
No, she's not. She's just trying to get even. She got hurt from the Trumps all the way through.
Did she get even? Did she think she got even?
No.
I know what happened.
All that's happened so far is Trump gets more and more and more attention. Trump doesn't care positive or negative. It's attention. You're talking about me. Well, you said some really
nobody,
bad things, but you were talking
yeah,
about
nobody
me.
Ever
oh, yeah,
got
yeah.
The,
it's okay.
Nobody ever got
you
people coming out to the rallies like he had. This is unprecedented for the president, right? Rallies
it,
every
it
day.
Is.
It was huge it, people.
It is. But he doesn't care. He'll say something about it. But he doesn't care. As long as they're talking, it's like you, Bob. They can say bad things about you, but as long as they're talking about you, that's
okay.
All good. And then Trump gets up and says, hey, guess what they said about me? They said I'm a son of a bitch. I'm the sitting president of the United States of America, and they said I'm a son of a bitch. What about that? He just says it. They're like, oh, my God. They're trying to back him.
Okay.
And he says, yeah, that's what they said. You would, too.
I said, we'll end with this. So the a lot of journalists, a lot of normal Americans are totally freaked out by Trump. They honestly are like, this is the worst dictator maniac, right? They really are fooled by him.
Joe Scarborough is ready to come back to the Republican Party.
Well, that means he likes Trump?
No, that means he's run out of left wing. Bob, they've gone so far left, they're showing up right. They're like Biden.
Joe just to have something to talk about. He has to change his framework.
Yeah, he's run out. He's run out of goo
right.
and goober, Bob.
But that's with the left. What about the shock of people? Trump is just destroying. People were depressed. It was a horrible debate. It had no sense. You know, they're looking for an old rational situation.
Who cares? No, they don't care about it. Who cares about that?
The majority of people are digging Trump. The majority like the Trump entertainment. They like it.
Well, or not, but it's kind of like the guy who owns BET. He said, I'm going to have to go with the devil I know. Trump says, it says white power.
He says white power back. He's going to, that's Robert Johnson, going to get in trouble supporting a racist. He's going to get off. Brian, the majority of Americans, the actual majority, hate Trump, right? Or is it 50-50?
No. They don't like or dislike. They're voting for the devil they know.
Right. They're not going to go with Trump
and Biden. They're voting for the devil. They're voting. Well, Biden won't even say what he'll fuck. At least Trump say, yeah, I'll fuck a pussy. I like pussy.
Right, right. Americans may be little and fucked up, but they're practical. They say, we can't put in somebody we don't know what he's going to do, right? They're practical about it.
Yeah, because here's the rub. Okay, we're going to have Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. as states. They're going to have to change every flag in the United States of America and put two more stars on the flag so the yellow dog Democrats can get more people in the House of fucking Representatives and more in the Senate. Then we're going to have 45 people on the damn Supreme Court so we can make sure that it's as left as left can left. Yeah, no. And you won't even say that out loud, but that's what you're intimating. And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, oh, yeah, it's no problem. Get that motherfucker in there. We'll run him. We'll run his bitch ass. We know what to do with him. We got him. We know who gave him all them money checks. We got them money checks. We're going to put China. We're going to put China on him. We're going to fix him right up. He won't last long.
Okay.
We'll have him replaced in 30 minutes. It's no big deal. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Cause
they want
Kamala Harris. They want the first black woman, the first woman be a black woman, right? That's their agenda.
Yeah.
Be president.
Yeah, you can't
okay,
say that.
So meanwhile, Biden's wife must be horrified by all this.
Jill is just numb. She's done this for a whole lot of time. I mean, she's tired. He's ready for the old folks home. I mean, they're shooting him up with cocaine and meth now. I mean, it's
oh,
bad.
Yeah. How did
it's
he how come he performed relatively stably in the debate? Was he injected with a lot of stuff?
A mixture. No, it wasn't a lot of stuff. It was just meth and cocaine. No big deal.
And that will make you perform better, no matter how stupid you are.
It lifted him up, and he was able to be combative. That's all. He was
right.
He looked at himself.
He looked as himself? Is that what you just said?
He looked as though he were at his self.
He looked like he was near his self. Right. His eyes looked a little oddly shiny. Is that a drugged eyes? Is that what I was noticing?
Yeah, it's dilation, yes.
Okay. All right, let's end on that point. Wonderful session. Learned a lot.
Happy days. We adore you till we don't.
Yeah, I know. You have problems with humans. You don't really like humans. That's the point.
Well, the problem with humans, they're so goddamn little, Bob. They're just little.
Yeah.
They're just little.
Yeah.
We're doing the best we can, so it's okay.
Right.
We're trying to. We're extending a warm hand of fellowship that allow the humans to come quickly into their place of power. Now, if they choose or don't choose, then that's going to soon be eliminated from their environment. We're not soon going to have the opportunity for you to challenge us because you're not going to be here long enough to do that. We've got things to do. So if you want to come on in, come on. We'll love you to death. No problem. No issue. Belief, disbelief, unbelief, that has no issue or bearing in this conversation. But if you think 2.6, you're going to overrun this little program, yeah, good luck with it.